Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of A Beautiful Poison by Lydia Kang, performed by Saskia Merleveld. Show me the two so closely bound as we by the wet bond of blood, by friendship blossoming from mud. By death, we faced him, and we found beauty in death, in dead men breath. Two Fusiliers, 1918. Robert Graves. Chapter 1, August 17th, 1918. At the bottom of the oak staircase, at the stately Cutter House on Fifth Avenue, Florence Waxworth, tedious busybody and recent debutante, lay askew, shapely legs draped over the last step. One silk slipper perched on the top landing, where it had been violently kicked off at the start of her fall. The other was still buckled chastely to her left foot. The skirt of her gilt dress had ridden up, revealing satin garters above her knees. Her face was turned to the wall, as if Florence herself couldn't bear such an embarrassing predicament. Her hair was a tumbled mess, and a smear of blood marked where her cheekbone had collided with the stair edge during the descent. An odd darkness mottled her skin. The broken remnants of a baccarat wine glass reflected light, an earthbound chandelier scattered on the floor. All the while, the fiancé of the hour, Aline Cutter, simply stared. Electric happiness mixed in with the herfic, like when you saw a broken robin's egg on the ground in spring, full of smashed baby bird, and still thought, what a splendid blue color of eggshell. She had dreaded this party, dreaded being engaged to Andrew, and yet she wanted both with an equal, opposite volume of craving. Such a match ought to be nothing but wonderful. Shouldn't it be grand to be Mrs. Andrew Smythe Biddle III, and at the enviable age of 18? But Florence's death brought splendor to Aline's cheeks, not because of the snuffing out of a certain needle-nosed, irritating socialite, but because of whom it drew to her side. Jasper Jones and Bertie Dreher.
"Turn her over. Gently," Jasper cautioned.
He was the closest thing to a doctor at the party, though he worked at Bellevue Hospital, and his official métier was janitor, and he had yet to begin his medical...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?